This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
An impromptu appearance from Sunshine himself, Jimmy Patsos, joining us in studio. And we'll get to Lamar Jackson in a little bit. But Sunshine, we'll get to the Terps in a second. But let's start with Towson. And we on this show like Pat Scary a lot, and unfortunately Towson has not been able to get over the hump in the tournament. When you're a one bid conference and you play great all year, but then you have to play great for a weekend and you don't, or for 4 days,
and you got to beat a bunch of teams for the third time,
because
that's just what, when you go 17-2 in your first 19 in conference, you're trying to beat somebody for the third time.
Everything that happened during the regular season doesn't matter now because you're not going to the tournament.
We're not going to the tournament. See, I'm texting with Bruce Pearl. I talked to Kevin Willard today. That's where the biggies have the advantage. The tournament doesn't matter. Pearl's going to be a one seed no matter what.
Right.
And you know what? Willard's going to be a 1-4 seed according to Ken.
Yes.
And there's nothing you can do about it. And you know what? Pat Scary and these guys are one bid leagues. I don't think, no matter whether they expand in the tournament to 96, the CAA would probably get two.
96. No,
well, that's a lot of people want 96.
96.
Well, it's a lot.
Tim, calm down. This isn't TIM with Tim, okay? TMI or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, I like
the Fran Duffies of the world, and them want 96. It's one more game. 32 get a bye. Everybody else plays on Monday and Tuesday, or Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday, the tournament, the Big Ten and all the tournaments end on Saturday. On Tuesday, round one.
Wow.
Wednesday, round one. And then you go to the regular tournament Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 96 teams. 1,000 gets in. Two teams get in from the CAA. Three teams from the A-10. Some from the Mountain West. But I don't want expansion, Jason, either. I could go to 72.
I never heard that. No, I'm actually sitting here just kind of marinating on it. Like,
I don't want expansion.
We talked about this last
time. Why? Because one third of the football teams get bowl bids, but one third of the basketball's done? Because you're all football.
But wouldn't you?
Yeah, give them help. But the bowls are, coach. But only 12 teams make the playoffs.
No, but that's, this is year one of that. This has been going for 30 years, bowl teams.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
72.
I love it.
72 would be fine. I'd like 72. But if you're going to give four more bids to the 69. Power Fives, then it doesn't matter.
That's exactly. And that's what you said the last time we were in. If it gets more mid-majors, I feel like that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, A-10, you get another one. Mountain West, you get another one. And the CAA is probably too low for that.
Could you do that and put a cap on major conferences? Could you say more than 12 or never more than 10? I don't know.
I would,
because they would
that.
Fight that tooth and nail.
Nebraska's not going to the Big Ten tournament, but they're in the bubble. And I love Joe Lunardi. Come on, cut it out.
Yeah, that's a joke.
No, they can't. They can't. They cannot be in the field.
But they were right on there for a long time. But so, in other words, Tim, this is Fran Duffy and a lot of other coaches, and Jeff Jones, who's now retired. But if you go to 96, hey, Tim, why are they doing this? Because it creates job security for basketball coaches.
Well, it's also money, TV.
It takes the money, but I'm saying why the NABC, the National Association of Basketball Coaches, has a vote. The head of that is Craig Robinson, Obama's brother-in-law. He used to coach at Oregon State.
Yeah.
Northwestern grad Brown. So to just jump around, scary.
He would be in favor of it, right? Obviously.
Well, at that level, what I would do, Jason, is absolutely the number one seed. The number you win your league, you're going.
You go.
If you went to 96, you win your league, you're going. Now we'll judge what the tournament winner is. Then they have to say if the tournament winner is the 10th seed, maybe they say no.
Right.
This is at 96. 72, I just want another Dayton out west. You know, yeah. Go to Vegas, go to Salt Lake, go to someplace like that. You know, Dayton's an interesting place because they pack it. It's an hour from Cincinnati. They have great tradition there. But everybody goes, Mike Woodson's in there and wins a game and goes out west. Mike Woodson gets picked third in the Big Ten. Mike Woodson isn't coaching next year.
Yep. Yeah.
By the way, how did Willer not get Coach of the Year?
We were talking about it
because it's
game.
Tom Izzo's conference there.
We're not a blue blood. Yeah. I tried to tell these guys 5 years ago. There's blue bloods and there's not blue bloods.
I just watched
Izzo always wins.
Underrated movie, Outside Providence with Alec Baldwin. At the beginning, they play Won't Get Fooled Again. You got to see it. It's about a kid that goes to prep school. Okay. At the beginning, they play Won't Get Fooled Again. And you know what we're singing? Meet the new boss.
Yeah,
same as the old boss.
Not
ACC?
Always. No, that's
ACC,
not always true.
It is this time. ACC, we're in the north. We're in Siberia. Now, Big Ten, Midwest, we're back in Siberia in the East.
What about Julian just being an honorable mention and Rice not even being an honorable mention?
I thought Rice was unbelievable this year. He was like John Starks for the Knicks.
I like that.
Mm. Like you don't know about his resume, and maybe this, maybe that, but they don't win without him, and what a year he had. Remember, Starks takes him to the finals.
Yes.
Yeah, they had other players.
Eight for 80 in Game 7, yeah.
And that happens.
Yeah, it does.
But
it does.
Towson had a great year. Willard had a great year. I'm happy for Derek Queen. That was well-deserved. I thought Willard should have got Coach of the Year. I think Juju Reese should have been on third team. The guy was the best big man I saw all year consistently.
And he should have been all defense.
You would have thinking that too. They gave it A's. But once again, these large conferences, Jason, they're trying to spread out awards to 18 teams.
Right. That's kind of tricky.
People forget UCLA last year. Mick Cronin's doing well. They're going to make the tournament. They were bad in January, but you know what? Because of the new
four.
They lost 90-44 at Utah last year. Utah coach got fired this year. Mick Cronin's.
Yeah.
So coaching's weird, Tim, that way. That's why people want 96, because those little anomaly things, like people in Indiana going crazy or people in Towson being mad because Scary can't win the title. Hey, he had Charleston on the ropes. What he's done 4 years in a row, 20 wins, great guy, all that. The reason the coaches and some people want 96, Tim, is it takes away a lot of that like pressure. Yes, the 97 team will be mad. We know that. But they're looking at more like people that are unrealistic about getting to the tournament, et cetera. Or should they take smaller deals? I'm all for it because it would, Tim, what's the most important part of Thursday and Friday? David and Goliath.
Yep.
So you'd have all that on Tuesday and Wednesday. You'd have a lot more David and Goliath. 1-32 would be sitting there waiting to see who they play. That's all they're talking about. What do I know?
I'm intrigued by that. So you've been in this position, but not in this new era of Portal and NIL. How long is Pat Scarry able to grieve this before it's like, who can I keep? Who
Tomorrow,
am I losing?
Yesterday?
How much, like an hour after the game? Like, when does it start?
Well, look, honestly, he loses Tark. Suleiman and Jones were unbelievable, undersized forwards. Yeah. I know they didn't have good production yesterday, points-wise, and Suleiman's been great. He talks like Idris Elba. He's unbelievable from London, plays well. Jones a little quieter. They're both undersized 5 and 4s. Yeah. They're gone. Tark's gone. So that's three of you guys gone. Williamson, May, and Tejada. Do they come back?
That's what I'm asking.
Maybe if they won, they won't. I know one thing. You better pass the hat over there.
Yeah.
The numbers going around right now are crazy. I know some schools that have contracts out on people already.
Wow.
Meaning like, we want you to come back. We want you to come back. You can come back. But for this is player retention. Can we keep who? Why are we all happy in Baltimore? Because we kept Ronnie Stanley. And I heard what Ken said. Was he the number one prospect or not? It doesn't matter. He was going to get paid. He's an offensive lineman. We have a quarterback that needs an offensive lineman. We kept him. If Scary keeps one of those guys, I'll be impressed.
Wow.
Because they played so well. They hit big shots.
Yeah.
And here's the problem with Scary's situation. Everyone knows what a great coach Pat Scarry is. They know he's tough. They know he makes them play defense. They practice hard every day. You're not getting someone from this like coddled environment.
Right, right.
You're getting a guy who's ready to go, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because Scarry is such a good coach. Now, maybe he keeps 2 out of 3. The kids seem happy over there.
Yeah.
But
where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's the numbers?
Wow.
So what do you do with the numbers? And I just flashed some numbers. I don't want everybody to know.
There's gang signs.
There. You can buy a Maserati with that number.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
more Dunkin' Donuts. Give me three Munchkins and an iced tea. That day, those days right. are over.
This is like the bone at pottery class. This is high rank. Yeah. This is glazed. Twice glazed.
And dinner afterwards at the Valley Inn or someplace nice. Tarks, wherever you want to go. This is no more discounts because... they've all got agents. They all know each other. They all know what's going on. Like, they're watching a D2 kid kill it for right. Delaware, who right. probably got a small stipend.
Right.
Or Delaware's freshman of the year is probably going to get paid to leave. But you can keep him. You just have to pay him. I think you can keep him for half price, Jason. But you better get half price. Mm. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Sunshine, quickly, Maryland. And Joe Lenardi, who's got his... He's pretty good with this stuff.
We like Joe.
He's got them as the top four seed right now in the East.
In Providence. Let's go to Providence. Yes. Outside Providence, my movie of the week.
I'm writing it down.
Right now. Best soundtrack ever, Outside Providence.
I'll be
kinds of stars.
I'll be at the Mohegan Sun that weekend. But I am curious, like, how do you feel if they make a run? Could they move up to a three in your opinion? Do you think they're stuck on the four line? And
no, but does it matter? A little. I want four. Five's a little dangerous because of 5-12. Yeah. Six is treacherous just because 6-3. But really, you're just going to win your first game and go from there and hope somebody gets upset. Gary Williams and I have this discussion all the time. It's probably because the way we maybe lived our lives not so perfectly off the court. Yeah, we might have had a beer or two. We never got lucky in that game. Our Sweet 16s were like Georgetown, Kentucky, UConn,
UMass.
Michigan 4. That was early, but that was early. I'm saying the Sweet 16 games. The second round, the round of 32, we get to play Syracuse, the defending national champion.
Right.
Like, I wanted to be 4 and then hope 5's like somebody. You know, Terge had a little bit of that, where you play like South Dakota State and then Hawaii upset Cal. Yeah. I'm not casting aspersions, but you'd be nice if you got a second round matchup that wasn't so great sometimes, as opposed, because... Are you the beneficiary of an upset in the first round?
Right.
We never really were.
No.
We just, every time we went, it went according to seed, which makes it more difficult. Like, we had to beat Illinois and Sacramento, but in the last second shot, Terrell Stokes had a shot. And then we went down and played Arizona, the defending champs, in the Sweet 16 in Anaheim. We weren't going to beat Bibby and Miles Simon and them. We tried, but I think Willard, no matter what seed he gets, they're going to be very prepped. I love the rest in between. The Crab 5 can do it. Geronimo's picking it up. They got somebody off the bench and long timeouts in the NCAA. Providence, I want to go to Providence. And then we want to play St. John's in the East Wrestler in the Sweet 16.
Wow. Yeah. Bloodbath. That's a Nnamdi Matabike bloodbath.
Yeah, it is.
That's why I want to get a three seed so we play them, because they're probably a two seed.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? You, sir, are a one seed.
Yes.
And Frankie the Wonder Pup is absolutely a one seed. And I think we should put Frankie the Wonder Pup, now that he's finally been in studio, directly into the IA Hall of Fame.
No, he's got to be the mascot.
He's got to do better.
Huh?
I got Friday, I'm filling in, and then Monday, me and Haney's show. Then I'll come in next week.
Are you
going
to bring Frankie in for the tournament show?
Tuesday for the after.
Because I'll come in early and play with him.
Frankie loves basketball. Frankie's very excited to be here. He loves the field across the street.
Yes.
Next year, watch out for the Hounds. Can Brenda make some noise in the tournament? Or is she just a tad short?
I'm not going to pretend.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, no, 1-4 in the women's, you host.
Yeah.
You host if you're 1-4 because the first two rounds of the women's are at the home
site. Hey, Navy and American Wednesday
night. I'm going
tomorrow
night.
Got a shot.
I love that.
You're going?
Oh, yeah, tomorrow night. Dwayne Simpkins, coach of AU, both Under Armour.
What time is that game's early? It's 7
o'clock. I can't get there in time.
I'd like to go to that.
There, I got the A-10
There's
tournament
a kid from Loyola Blakefield on Navy. Mitch Fisher, he doesn't play that much.
Where's that game? Is it at Navy?
It's at American.
What they do is they go every couple of days, and then they go in to the home site because it's actually a little better crowd. But you can't do home sites every day, so they go every other. Loyola lost to Bucknell in overtime in the second round. Josh won a game. We'll see who wins the MEACs wide open. But I think the Navy thing's interesting because they have played well, but they haven't won. But now they're getting hot like Delaware.
That's a pretty good feather in their cap.
You got a couple days to prepare. Ed Nicielis can coach. He was head coach at Penn State before Tennessee Chattanooga. But you know what? It's a great time of year. But we're riding the Terps. And watch out for Mount St. Mary's winning the MAC. You remember who told you? Mount St. Mary's.
Sunshine.
TMI Jimmy, with TMI.
Really? Jimmy, always great. Thank you so much for jumping in.
Sunshine, you're the man. Frankie, you're the dog.
You want to come back and get back into Lamar Jackson. Yeah. What does the Josh Allen contract mean for Lamar Jackson? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Frankie!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.